Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 17.22, Johannesburg 15.21, Mbombela 17, reaching a high of 19.
Some good news in Benoni. That earlier accident on the N12 East near the Tom Jones Street exit has been cleared. All the lanes are open. Unfortunately, traffic still moving a bit slowly. And then in Diepkloof, also some slow moving traffic on the N1 South due to an accident near the Range Show Road exit.
Cup and Kaka rested for the T20 Proteas, the T20 Internationals, as the Proteas series gets named for the England side. And Bosser ruled out Lewandowski for 10 days and Yamal for up to 3 weeks.
After he was reprimanded for being distracted and praying while court was in session, Paseka Mboro Motsoeneng maintains he did nothing to offend the magistrate. The self-proclaimed prophet, who's out on 3,000 rand bail in the kidnapping and intimidation case against him and two others, had his matter transferred to the regional court today. The trio appeared briefly in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court, as Masachaba Sefularo reports.
Paseka Motsoeneng clasped his hands and looked up at the ceiling as the court explained the implications of the state being granted its application, much to Magistrate Ify Mamburu's discontent.
It seems like you are not listening. Please, my good sir, you cannot pray while the court is in session.
But Motsoeneng says he meant no harm or disrespect.
I didn't say any way. I just put my hands like this. I didn't know it was a crime.
Previously, the state conceded that the weapons charges against Motsoeneng were ill-informed. The concession came after further investigations revealed that what appeared to be an automatic rifle in the video of the incident at the Matsidiso Primary School in August was in fact a replica. Masachaba Sefularo for Jacka FM News.
Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Gauteng, the water crisis there was in the spotlight. The Minister of Water and Sanitation, Pemi Majordina, noted that Gauteng's daily water consumption significantly exceeds international standards.
They consume more than 278 per capita per day, as against the international norm, that is 173 per capita per day.
And Cliff Shuko reports that the Office of the Chief Justice says the water crisis in Johannesburg has hampered operations at the Constitutional Court.
In a statement, the office says that since the 1st of November, the court has been unable to conduct physical hearings because of unreliable water supply in the building. The office says while the court has a water tank installed for ablution facilities, the backup water supply lasts for only one day. Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majordina said the utility will implement water restrictions between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. daily starting from this Thursday. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
On to international matters. We start with news just in. Russian strikes have damaged a dam near the front in the line of the Eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. It was confirmed by the governor there, warning that nearby villages could be threatened by rising water levels. Back on home soil, though, some good news. The Department of Social Development says it's been able to facilitate the reunion of a Gauteng mother with a daughter whom she gave up for adoption 22 years ago. The daughter now lives with her adoptive family in the Netherlands, and this past Saturday marked World Adoption Day. The department's spokesperson says adoption offers children the opportunity for a loving, stable home. I'm Marlene Fouchier, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Selfaangestelde pastoor en profeet Mboro is in die hof oor die vingers getik vir sy gebed tydens verrigtinge.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.